So, it was Labor Day weekend, 2014, and I had just ended a serious four-year relationship, and I was feeling really empowered. I was going to take some time off from relationships, and I was really excited about it. So I'm sitting up at the bar at Mick O'Shea's Pub, downtown Baltimore, and I'm waiting for my friend Mary Jo to show up. And, of course, what happens? I meet a man, Charles. Charles was in town from Ohio for the Ohio State football game. And, of course, we start talking smack about football. And next thing you know, my friend Mary Jo shows up. We spend the rest of the night carrying on, laughing, and having a great time. So Charles is sharing about his six adult children and how much he loves being a father. And he talks about his own dad and how abusive he was. And he talks about the fact that he never felt like his mother loved him. And I'm thinking, man, this guy is so open and honest and vulnerable. So I tell him about the fact that I go to this new church. And I tell him I'm a little bit weird to tell him that because of what he might think of me. But I'm like, I have to be honest about who I am. And I warn him. I'm like, you are never going to meet somebody as honest as me. So, anyway, we have a great time. And within 2 months, he moves to Baltimore, right down the street, Hamilton. And by summer, he's moved in. And I am happier than I've ever been in my life. We join Couples Coaching Couples, which is this organization of couples that support each other in having extraordinary relationships. Our summer is filled with dancing, pool parties, Oriole games. I'm having the time of my life. On his own, he decides he's going to get into counseling. My brother Doug, who loves to come up with nicknames for my boyfriends, can't find anything wrong with him. Calls him Mr. Wonderful. I could not wait to marry this man. And after waiting and waiting for his divorce papers to show up, we finally give up and say, we're getting married now. And we go to the Baltimore County Courthouse, get married, September 5th, 2015. So a month later, I'm lying up in my bed on a Friday afternoon waiting for Charles to come home because we were heading out for Bethany Beach with our friends Sue and Steve. And I get a private message from his ex-wife, Sherry. And the message says, Hillary, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but Charles and I are still married. He knows darn well we never got a divorce. I'm like, stunned. I'm like, can I call you? And I do. And she proceeds to tell me that Charles is a liar and has not, his kids actually don't want to have anything to do with him because of it. And she's like, look, he's really charming, but you need to run. Immediately call my friend Amy. She says, you need to go now. I start pacing in my bedroom. I'm crying. I'm like, what the fuck? Are you fucking kidding me? I'm like, I can't believe this, right? So now I have to tell you, full self-disclosure, I knew at this point I'd caught Charles in a couple of lies. He had two ex-wives, not one. And he was only the biological father of three of his children, not all six. So Charles comes home. I confront him. I don't yell or scream. Instead, I open my arms, and he cries as I hold him, and he apologizes and says that I'd be better off without him in my life. So we call his therapist together, sitting on the back porch, on the back porch steps. And he admits that he knew that he was not divorced, but he said he didn't want to let me down. And I'm like, oh, now I know why we never got those divorce papers in the mail, right? So we go to the beach. I'm like, we're going to the beach. My friends, we don't say a word. which feels like a huge lie, right? They don't have a clue. And on the way back from the beach in our car, we have a conversation with our relationship coaches, and we decide we're going to fight for our relationship. I decide I love Charles too much to let him go. So I get an annulment, and we're actually a little, like, the thing is, like, I can be in a, I can stay in this, a relationship with him, but I can't be in a sham marriage, right? So it's a lie. So we do get this annulment, and I was really pissed because it cost me $1,500, which anybody knows me, that's a big deal for me, money issues. So we even, when we go to the courthouse, we're like nervous that he's going to get arrested because it's actually, he committed a felony. And Charles finally gets his divorce. So aside from my kids and my closest friends and our coaches, everybody thinks we're married still. And I'm thinking, well, you know, we're going to get married eventually or someday. So what's really the point in having to tell everybody, right? But Charles continues to lie. And I continue to hear about lies he's told me. That 401k he bragged about, non-existent. That time he went to Florida to visit his kids, never saw them. So now I'm like, I'm not going to be marrying this guy anytime soon. He has some serious problems. And I'm also, though, I can't lie. I can't walk around and pretend that we're married. So we decide to tell the truth. Charles is a liar. He's a compulsive liar. He is working on it, and I'm sticking with him. So funny. So people are like amazed at our couple. Oh, you're so strong. Your couple is so amazing. You know, Charles is taking responsibility, and he's sharing about his struggle with lying and talking about how much he's hurt me, and he's being so open and honest and vulnerable, right? And he lies about walking the dog. Yeah. He lies about washing the car, like stupid shit. Like, who cares, right? And so then I'm like, I don't know if I can do this anymore, right? So he's like lying. But he keeps promising he's not going to lie anymore. So by now it's 2018. New Year's Day. And we're actually doing really well. And I'm thinking he hasn't been lying. And we're working on a vision board for our relationship. And we're sitting on the couch and we're cutting out pictures, and he gets a text. And he says, it's from work. I said, who's that? He goes, it's from work. And I look at it, and it's from a friend of ours. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, I'm done. And I tell him, so he moves out. We drop out of couples, coaching couples. I'm really, finally. But I'm really devastated. I'm devastated. And I tell him that I don't want to have anything, see him for like 2 months. And I don't, and I'm actually doing really great. And I tell him that when I see him 2 months later for coffee. And I also tell him at that time that I was reading this book, and there's writing exercises in it for men who are abusive. And by this time, that's what I'm calling it. And he gets the book, and he starts emailing me his responses to the questions. And he's so open and honest and vulnerable. And I miss him. And he is getting hypnosis at this point to try to figure out, like, why does he keep lying, right? And I really miss him. So He moves back in. And right before that, I had this aha moment. I'm like, I got that. Charles can't not lie. If I can just be with that, like, get it. He just can't not lie. I can accept that. Like, I don't have to marry him. I can still be in a relationship with him, right? Okay. So he moves back in. And he is in intensive therapy. He does this thing. He has a rubber band on his wrist. And every time he thinks about lying, he's supposed to snap the rubber band. He's meditating. He is in a men's club, men's group. He's singing in the choir. And I'm hating myself for loving this man. I'm embarrassed. And I don't want to talk to my friends, right? And I'm depressed. And I say I don't know why. So I go to a former therapist, and I'm telling her the story. And as I'm finishing up the story, the tale of Charles, it hits me. I'm like, I know why I'm depressed. I'm lying to myself. I am lying to myself, and I can't lie to myself anymore. I cannot be with a liar. So I come home, and I tell Charles he has to move out. And we both cry, but I'm clear. I love Charles, but I can't lie. Charles loves me, but he can't not lie. And, you know, when I look back at the 4 years that I spent protecting this relationship, I know I did it because I really loved him, like more than I ever loved anybody. And I really thought that love could overcome anything. But it can't.